There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey everyone, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets, in the car while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Always follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah. This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Pocket cash with popular picks. Join Levi's 501 pop culture pools for free and answer questions for a shot at a share of 10 grand in total cash prizes. Head to DraftKings.com/Levi's to get in on the action. Levi's, buy better, wear longer. DraftKings.com for details.
We'll get into some really cool trends that you can find in VSiN's Pro Football Betting Guide coming up in a few minutes. And also Adam Chernoff on the program in studio 30 minutes from right now. Well, Pauly, now that we know all of the information and how bad it actually is for Cowboys left tackle Teron Smith, and it's not pretty, boy, oh boy, does this really stink for that team. Again, you'd never want to see injuries from anybody in any sport.
Terrible.
But so, as Warren Sharp was tweeting about the loss here, and you're going to hear from Michael Lombardi here coming up in a second as well, but the loss of Smith is massive, both the pass and the run game. The last 3 years on early down, running back runs quarters 1 through 3. Dallas shifted from number 1 in the NFL, Smith on the field, to number 31 in the NFL with Smith off the field. That's, I mean, you're going from the best team in the league in that spot to the second worst. And tweet number 2, without Smith, Dak Prescott was substantially worse when passing versus man coverage, passing versus the blitz, passing on first downs. The team had the number 30 pass offense on first downs when Smith was off the field. So again, third worst team in football. And then we got the news yesterday that the surgery is going to happen today. And that the hope now is that he can return by December. That's the hope.
Now that all the facts are in and the information, you're very well prepped, by the way. The not to have him, but let's say he gets back December 11th against Houston. They should be able, they could run the table then. Houston, Jacksonville, Philly at home, Tennessee, Washington. Yeah, possible, doable, right? But, it, you know, because Jerry's like, well, he'll be back for the playoffs then, a playoff push. It's like, okay, come on. I mean, these numbers from Sharp are incredible. How much he means. And it was a horrible job by the Cowboys not to address this than the what-if factor. You got rid of Collins and others about, uh-oh, what if he gets hurt?
Yep.
And even Lombardi was on it from the get-go. So now you don't have him. These numbers are staggering. What's going to happen at wide receiver? The issues that Dak has with them out there. I think they were going to struggle to run the ball anyways.
Right, right.
And now you don't have them. So it's Tampa and Cincinnati to start. There's the Rams and Philly on the road in there. So you bye week nine. Do they have 7 wins when he comes back? I don't know. But it's more and more. Again, as I said yesterday, the Eagles are going to win this division.
Okay, so if you go back, if you look at the overall offensive line for the Cowboys in 2021, they had a 69% power success rate per Football Outsiders. Now, that's 14th in the league, so middle of the pack. But they had the second lowest stuffed rate. And that means percentage of runs where the running back is tackled at or behind the line of scrimmage. Second lowest in the entire league. And they had the ninth best adjusted sack rate in the entire NFL. Well, you take this guy off there, the numbers don't lie. It's going to completely go back to the pack.
Yeah.
Horrible news.
I can't see 11 wins. Can't see it.
Yep. This is Michael Lombardi, longtime NFL executive, now a VSiN host, talking about the Smith injury yesterday on his show.
Well, I think it's also huge for the run game, too. See, what I think most people don't truly understand about left tackle play in the National Football League is it's really when you get a great left tackle that can run block, when you get somebody like Jonathan Ogden that can knock you off the ball, or when Becton was playing really well and he was in there and he could just take these lighter ends and throw them off and go 5-6 yards. You know, the running game in Dallas is significantly better on the left side because of Smith. He can run block. He's physical. It's not just necessarily the pass blocking. So now are they going to move Tyler Smith outside the guard and then move Connor McGovern into left guard and keep Steele at left right tackle?
A lot of ifs.
Yes.
A lot of what do we do now?
And what about I hear about no ifs? I mean, the cavalry's coming directly. The other one, now you had this debacle last night that Whitworth apparently was kind of implying that maybe they called, that they reached out. And now he's getting into it with Florio back and forth on Twitter with what he said on Amazon, or what was said, rather. So it's, it's like the Yankees. You have one World Series in 22 years.
Oh, I know.
Jerry's a great businessman. But what makes you think you can run a football team? And then that's, look at the drought now.
Well, it's all
couldn't
ego.
Coexist with Jimmy. It was all ego. It was ridiculous what happened.
Yeah.
They should have had a dynasty and kept winning, could have won 8 Super Bowls.
Huh?
I don't. You're getting all the credit. I don't like it. Come on, Jerry. Sit in the booth. What are you doing?
So, I was surprised you laughed at me when you go back to May. I said, who's going to win a playoff game first, the Baltimore Orioles or Dallas Cowboys?
Well, Peyton will be. He'll get it right though. Peyton will be the coach. Well, that's the other thing.
It's like they're winning playoff games every year.
You're the Dallas Cowboys. You can have any coach you want.
Yeah.
People would line up.
But he doesn't want that.
I know.
He refuses to hire that way.
He's terrible that way. Terrible.
A couple of Dallas trends that you can get in the Pro Football Betting Guide. They are 3-12 ATS in January. Their last 15 games. They have one game in January this year. It's at Washington, and they are 10-0. To the over, their last 10 games at home in the second game of the season versus an opponent. So that'll be, it's not game two when they take on the Bengals. It's, when they take on the Giants for the second time at home. Eagles second time. Teams in their division, obviously. Some other AFC trends. We'll go to the AFC here. Week one stuff. How about the Lions? They're 11-0 over in week one?
Yeah. Yep. Ralph Michaels had that too. That is something. But that sick run that they're on.
That is, remember the game last year again, getting their doors blown off at home against the 49ers.
Huge
and they came
comeback.
Back to make it a one-possession game.
Jets 1-9 ATS run in September. Steelers 14-0-1 under run on the road in October.
You know, how does that happen?
I don't know.
Can we make sense of that one? The defense just takes over on the road now, so that's 15-game sample size. That's now going back basically 4 years, give
great.
Or take.
Wow. The dog is 12-1 ATS. Chargers-Raiders series when the Raiders are the home team. Denver, 13-2 on the road against the West.
That's under, I believe.
Underrun. You are correct. Thank you. Houston, 9-1 overrun against Tennessee. Colts, 8-0 ATS run against Houston, 9-0-1 run at Houston.
Ooh, and they're laying, what, 8.5 now in week one?
Ryan's never been that big of a road favorite. Yep, the dog is on a 12-1-2 ATS run in the Baltimore-Pittsburgh series. Miami Chargers, 8-1 underrun. They play this year. The dog is on a 9-1-1 run in the Tennessee-Buffalo matchup. All courtesy of our new guide that's out.
Now, did you mention this one, too, in the Pittsburgh-Baltimore rivalry?
The 12-1-1?
Yeah.
Yeah, just, yep.
Sorry, I missed that one. So, yeah, the 12-1-2, the dog there. That, I mean, we all know that the rivalry is, they build it up big time. But it deserves it, right? Because it's,
seems every game's a three-point game.
Every game, like a field goal game, defensive battle. You know, they hate each other, yada, yada, yada. But that doesn't lie. I mean, the dogs are so good in that spot. So some other trends. Buffalo is 19-6-1 ATS at home versus an opponent 1,000 or more miles away this year. And Josh Allen's on the cover. Again, here you go.
Oh, no.
And you're afraid of this, right?
Oh, the jinx is real. The cover jinx is real here. Absolutely.
How many times has this happened?
Yeah.
You know?
Too many.
Too many times?
Wasn't it a 15-weeks run in a row?
Was it that happened? Long?
Ask humans. Humans is well aware of it. Ask humans Tuesday. Text humans. See if he's up.
Well, that goes against
he's probably at Taco Bell.
Right. That goes against your number one want this year.
I know it
of
is.
Of wanting the Bills Mafia in the Super Bowl.
I want to think.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, all right. I know. Stuff.
There is so many good numbers in there. Again, you're going to get division, playoff, a wild card teams, a ton of over-under bets. You're in there. You have a write-up on the Colts that we talked about quite a bit. You like the Colts to go over. In play, possibly, for the one seed, you think, in the AFC?
I think there's something there.
There's a long shot there to find that bet?
Yep, absolutely. Two people picked the Saints. Only two people picked the Saints to win the division. Everyone picked the Bills, as you mentioned. Everyone picked the Ravens, but one. I think Sean King has the Steelers. Steelers to win the division.
He's also got the Commanders, I believe.
Yeah.
Did I have the Saints? I hope I did, because I bet them.
Were you one of them?
I've been betting the Saints every which way but loose.
Well, it's one thing. Okay. And five different picks on who's going to represent the AFC in the Super Bowl. Five different teams. So all over the place. Not a lot of love for Kansas City.
Yeah, I saw that.
I didn't see it. Yeah, a lot of that when the predictions with the guy, too.
Which one do I get wrong in the NFC? I went Eagles, Packers, Saints, 49ers. A couple of them in play, possibly.
I don't
all of them in play, but.
Yeah. Eagles, yes. I still lean Packers. Yeah, they'll be tough. I can see the Vikings, but lean Packers.
Yeah.
No way with the 49ers.
No way.
Can't get there. No, I've seen enough.
Well, that's very strong.
I'm sorry.
Are they a non-playoff team?
I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised. I cannot believe guys who cover the team are saying, and you know where they're getting it from, they're going to try to win games 20-17. No. Unacceptable. There's too many weapons on this team. Get out of here. Say what you want about Jimmy, but the guy was playing through multiple injuries. He was a beaten man, all the stuff he was going through. I don't think this kid can play. I don't think he's ready.
Ooh, man.
I don't think it. I haven't seen it. There's nothing to support it. There's nothing to get high on. Oh, we want Lance. Some of these 49er fans, well, put him in there. You went to the NFC title game with the other guy.
To your point from an hour ago when you said Richard Sherman's like adamant, he's like, he's going to be fine. How do you know that? How do you know Trey
nothing
Lance is going to be fine?
There's nothing to support his argument.
Yeah, where is the evidence so far at this level? I don't care what he did at college. That's like 5 years ago now.
Right.
I don't care. It's meaningless to me. What has he done so far to actually tell you?
And the numbers are totally phony because it's been like a DB falls down and a guy's wide open. And he throws an 80-yard touchdown.
Yeah, some of those passes, yeah.
And he's like, I could make that throw.
Yep. FTM@VSiN.com is the email here. FTM, follow the money at VSiN.com is the email. We're on Twitter at VSiN Live, at Mitch Moss Radio, at Paulie Howard. We will get into today's Major League Baseball card coming up next. Some important wins for teams across the board last night. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to callshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callshi.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
VSEN, the sports betting network.
Get a $10 free bet when you sign up for First Bet, VSEN's preferred horse racing app. Use the code HORSE200 for the $10. Get 100% match on the first deposit up to $200. With wagering at more than 300 tracks and AI-assisted picks, the First Bet app is the easiest way to bet on your favorite sport. Secure payments, great customer service, reliable website. VSiN.com/horses. Sign up now.
Paulie, the odds at DraftKings this morning with some of the Major League Baseball awards are telling you they're over with. They have moved Paul Goldschmidt to minus $14 to win the National League MVP.
Oh, come on. Wow.
Can they put up a prop on him winning the Triple Crown?
Yeah. Number one in average, number one in RBIs, second in home runs. He hit two, but Schwarber went deep yesterday as well.
Right.
So, wow.
So I'll give you the odds behind. Look at this. They're on the screen, too. His teammate, Nolan Arenado, is 22-1. Mookie is 30. Freddie Freeman, 30. Riley's now 40-1. He was like 4-1 10 days ago.
Yes, he was.
All of those players are having like tremendous years, but Goldschmidt's like, nope, not this year. This is mine.
Yeah. Yeah.
Judge is minus $10 in the American League.
Good job, Dustin. Lunch on you. That is something.
And
he's been incredible.
Yeah, you know what? There you go. Basically, they're telling you only two players can win it, and that makes sense, right?
Yeah, it doesn't make sense. Judge or Ohtani.
Judge or Ohtani. That's
1-10 now. Yep.
Yep. And by the way, Paulie, it was August 24th last year when I brought up Salvador Perez to lead the league in home runs at 200-1. I forgot this. It was August 24th this year, I believe, the same date with Gonsolin. Still available.
Okay.
So you can still find it's happened now back to back. It's happened a bunch now. Over the years.
The Gonsolin stuff, for whatever reason, was under the radar. Goldschmidt winning the Triple Crown. And by the way, the Dodgers have won 41 of 50. The Dodgers are on a 41-9 run in Miami tonight. Okay, no problem. Several people have tweeted it, but they're right. Has anything got less attention? They're on pace for 114 wins. They won 41 of 50. No one says a word. Crazy.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
They see Sandy tomorrow, and then Tony goes Monday.
Ooh.
Keep an eye on that.
This is big. It's a big series.
I'm going to look right now.
I'm sure it's up there. Sandy goes Saturday. Gonsolin goes Sunday. Yep.
No, there's unfortunately DK does not have the Marlins Dodgers up for tomorrow's game quite yet, but they got almost every other game on the board the way it looks. So, all right, where are you looking at today?
The story, again, continues to be these huge favorites. I mean, well, Bassett's laying 330. Mets going against Cool. A little concerned about the offense here. A bit of a slump. But Colorado, 18-40 on the road. Bassett should be able to shut them down. I'd like to see more offensive firepower and punch out of the Mets. Easiest remaining schedule left in all of baseball. So time for the Mets to pull away here. But a huge series in St. Louis. Atlanta takes on Quintana and the Cardinals. Cardinals have been great at home. Got the big win against the Cubbies. What's that price now? 6-game lead in the division. But Strider, a road favorite. A lot of respect for the Braves here, who are red hot. The long winning streak on the road. It's a good series. No opinion, though.
I mean, I like Strider a lot, but you can grab that high of a plus price today with the Cardinals at home?
Yeah.
With Quintana?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be a bet for me today.
Right. Rays are 8-2 head-to-head this year against the Red Sox. Waka, who has good numbers, 8-1. Boston now in last place, a small favorite at home against the Rays. How about that?
Are you surprised by that?
I am.
Yeah,
and they got beat again by the Blue Jays.
Well,
wow, 9-10 they've lost.
Well, look at this right now. I mean, if you're like putting together some parlays, like the Rays and Blue Jays have been blistering hot, and a huge, you know, I say huge. The Yankees had a big win last night because they scored a lot of runs, but They have to really make some hay now this week, and we talked about that a lot yesterday, leading into that series too. You cannot screw around against the A's. Take care of them. End those games by the fifth inning if you can.
That's what they did.
Score a bunch of runs, do that, and then they get the Angels beyond that. You can actually grab Ohtani at plus price today against Manoa, but I don't want him. I don't want Ohtani.
Is he today or tomorrow?
That's
I think he's tomorrow. I got
That's early tomorrow. I'm sorry. That's tomorrow. Yep. I'm sorry. So that's Manoa's $1.45 in that game at DK. Ohtani's plus +125.
Right. And the Yankees are perfect this year against the A's. And Cole, you know, Sears has been okay. Pretty good numbers. So he's not in a crazy favorite tonight. The Padres must sweep the Royals. They have to sweep the Royals here. Okay? You're playing a bad team, but also what's coming up next? Because then they go to San Francisco and they see Rodon and Webb. And then they play the Dodgers, the first series. There's three remaining series left against the Dodgers, and they don't throw Snell or Musgrove. They're going to get their asses handed to them in that one, too. So the only way, I mean, you can still, if you can find 2-1, unleash hell. The only way they make the playoffs is if Milwaukee just completely falls apart. Looking at these schedules and what's left, and how they couldn't win a 4-game series at home against the Nats. They couldn't win a series against the Marlins. Okay? You think they're going to sweep the Royals? I wouldn't be surprised if the Royals get a game. But what's coming up and what they're facing, how the bats have been so bad, and he only trust like, only two guys I can trust in that rotation? Oh, unbelievable.
Well, I am very intrigued to see where this number goes today. Currently, Musgrove is hovering around $1.90. Does that just keep going up? I saw $1.65 some openers last night on Musgrove. It's $1.90 this morning. So you could grab plus +160 or even higher than that on Bubich and the Royals. I mean, if he goes beyond $2 at some point, and it probably will, at some point it's going to be like, eh, boy, I got to take the other side. Just on principle alone, a slice. Because this team, again, the power rating has been off on this team. The market's been off on them for, well, since at least the deadline.
We're getting separation now. Your Orioles are 2.5 back, but now Minnesota and the White Sox falling apart with a wild card. So big win by Seattle, and now they continue that series. Bieber against Gilbert, and then your Orioles are in Houston. Number one ROI, not even close. Orioles almost up 27 units on the year. Mets 16 and change. That's risking $100 on every bet with how they grade that.
Yep.
But that's now you got a tough series here, but another huge win for the Orioles.
Well, can I be honest? I really don't even want the Whites. This is not even based on bets. I don't want the White Sox or the Twins in the playoffs.
Yep. Follow the Twins. Keep an eye on them. They've lost 6 in a row. I think it's over for the Twins. And keep an eye on the White Sox. You can't lose games like that. You blow it 2 outs in the 9th. Outfielder drops a fly ball, then the home run, then you lose. Cueto $1.70 against the Diamondbacks.
That was really, I mean, to end the game like that is really like only the White Sox this year, or only a couple of teams, including the White Sox.
Five back, my fault. Five back now.
Yeah.
I said four, five back.
If you miss what happened, Hendricks, he's going to get the third out of the game. And again, La Russa made it was total buffoonery this week, right? There's no reason to put Hendricks in the game 2 days ago with a four-run lead. You don't do that. He did it. He gave up a couple of runs. He brings it back again last night. The guy hits it to left field. It's going to be a foul ball. The left field's tracking it right off the heel of his glove. Drops it. Oops. Ha-ha. That's too bad. Like, next pitch, home run. They're tied. They eventually lose the game. Just like, it's just, why'd you use Hendricks the night before? Was it a good decision, Tony? Did you like it? Are you going to be just a total meathead to the media again? Talking to him and being, you know, just overly aggressive against, you know, good questions that are getting asked? But, again, what a mistake. The potential here.
Mm-hmm.
If they go, can they run it back with him next year?
No way.
Holy smokes, there's no chance.
Nope, can't do it. Nope. And this is no gimme either. I mean, the Cubs are playing good ball. And Milwaukee's at home now against the Cubs, and they just lost that series. So, but it's just a much easier schedule for the Brewers compared to the Padres, even though they're a game and a half back.
You know,
but
it looks
just, you got to sweep the series, San Diego, and I don't think they're going to do it.
It looks kind of funny when the Reds are playing the Nationals, two of the worst teams in baseball. Somebody's got to be favored, right? Or it's got to be.
Oh, it's minor. Oh, I didn't even see that. What were they, 1-13 when he starts?
Yeah. It's not good.
Yeah.
But the Nationals, this will tell you, the Nationals are laying $1.45 at home.
It's that high now?
To anybody?
Oh, come on.
I don't care who it is.
Wow.
$1.45? Triple A? Anybody? Hello? I mean, at what point would you say, I know it's Mike Minor, but I got to take some Reds money here. I got to make a bet.
Go on. It's like the Phillies. Who's Falter? Open 270.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's the Pirates. I think the Pirates, if you take out that sweep against Milwaukee, they've lost like 25 or 29 or something.
That's basically the worst team in baseball since the break, I believe.
Yeah.
But you saw the Phillies take care of business against the Reds. That's what you need to
do. That's what you're supposed to do.
What a performance by Aaron Nola last night.
Yep.
He was brilliant.
Yep. Good job.
So, okay, a couple of dogs there on the screen that jump out today. That's solid. And please post a prop on Will Goldschmidt, because people are asking us, by the way, on Twitter as well and on email. Do you know of any books? I haven't seen it.
You got to put that up. That's
just
a great. Yep.
Yeah.
Right. Easiest remaining schedules based on the opponent winning percentage. Mets, Cardinals, Mariners, White Sox. There's your four.
Aren't the Braves in there, too?
Don't have them, no. You got bad info on that.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
No, they have a very easy schedule.
No, they do not.
Okay.
They have 13 tough games left. They play Philly seven times. Mets are done with the Phillies. They play the Cardinals coming up, obviously, series that starts. They have, I think they play the Giants. There's another tough series they have in there.
Yeah, it's bottom 10 for easiest, or top 10 easiest.
The Mets have four tough games left. The Braves have 13.
Recently, the Braves were top five easiest. Now they're top 10 easiest. So,
Seattle. That's the other one. They go to Seattle, too. They go. Look at that stretch right there in September.
Oh, come on. That's easy for the Braves.
What are you talking about? At Seattle, at San Francisco, and then seven for the Phillies. What easy.
They'll navigate that with no problem whatsoever. Adam Chernoff in studio coming up next. I've been told he's super high on one team that you're going to want to know about coming up next.
VSEN, the Sports Betting Network.
All right, the Pro Football Guide is out now. Great trends, playoff predictions. Everyone has an opinion on the win totals, Super Bowl predictions. Mackinnon's great on teams that are going to fade, the teams to maybe move up in his rankings based on the close games, what happened last year. It's a great article we read yesterday. The only way to get access to this year's betting guides, become an all-access subscriber. Sign up for the discounted football special and get access to everything we do through the Super Bowl for $175. Or save 50% off the monthly price with an annual subscription. Bet smarter all year long. VSiN.com/subscribe.
All right, yeah, we are super excited for this appearance right now and this weekend. A very cool panel happening at Circa Sports. So if you're going to be in town, swing over. Adam Chernoff is going to be on the panel. And he joins us in studio right now, longtime friend of the show, covers.com. You have so much going on. We'll get to all the promoting before you end today and your appearance. It's good to see you, man. How are you?
Doing well. Good to be in. Loving the new studio. Circa, first time staying here, so it's great as well.
Yep.
Couldn't say enough about the place.
It's very cool. And you're going to be golfing today. A couple rounds today.
Couple rounds.
Easy. It's like
battling the heat.
Yeah, it's like 105 today.
I'll take 105.
What is it in Calgary?
Not 105. Not 105. So take the heat while we can get it.
Yeah. What can I, like, tomorrow night on the panel, like, do you know what, like, some of your overall talking points, what your suggestions are going to be, advice? Like, what do you plan on? Or is it going to be just based on what, like, Mike Palm's talking about and asking you? And
Mike's leading the way. I'm very pro-Minnesota and anti-Chicago, so I'm hoping I'm on the other side of the panel from Urlacher. Otherwise, we'll see what happens. Could get dicey. But no, we're going in. Mike's leading the way, and we're just going to go with it. So hopefully there's folks show up. Questions. It'll be a lot of fun.
Okay. So I like hearing that. That's music to my ears. I've also been high on Minnesota a lot throughout the summertime. Have several bets on this team. Tell us the bets that you've made and why you like them so much.
So Minnesota, win total over, make the playoffs. O'Connell, coach of the year, I think is great. The big thing for me is, you're going from Zimmer, who, as much as he was respected for some period of time, he was antiquated. He was slowing that offense down. He was restricting what that team can do. And when they got a lead, like, how many leads did they get up, a touchdown or two, and then they completely fall off and let the opponent back in? So you take that away, and everything that O'Connell brings to that team is going to enhance everything that makes life easier for Kirk Cousins. Going to bring Justin Jefferson into the fold. And if you're finding Jefferson an offensive player of the year 18-1, that's, I think, as good of a bet preseason as you can make. But this offense is going to be fantastic. I think it's a big year for Cousins and just this coaching change. Massive.
Yeah. We played this soundbite a couple of weeks back, and you never like to overreact to anything. But when Justin Jefferson told the media that he's sitting down and, like, he's watching Rams games last year and he's thinking in his head, how on earth is Cooper Kupp this wide open every single play? And then, well, lo and behold, one of their coaches comes over. Now he's the man in charge here. And it's like, oh, now I get it.
Yep.
With what we're running. I'm like, when I heard that, I'm like, that's, I don't know. That one to me was huge.
That's what you look for. And he's exactly it. He's like, I get it. I understand that he was wide open. I'm going to be that guy now. And he's got a really good number two to play off of him in Adam Thielen.
Yeah.
And you have KJ Osborne, who's going to require defenses to sort of respect it deep. So sets up just so well for Jefferson.
Yep.
Run it down with the Bears.
Oh, boy. Yep. Under everything, I thought there was a path with Fields and his deep ball, which I think is really underrated. And it was like, okay, you're putting Getsy in as the OC. You're getting rid of all of the mess that you've had for the last couple of years with the coaching situation. And you don't want to get crazy about preseason, but my God, if they look just disorganized, dysfunctional. And Matt Eberflus, for everything that he did well as a defensive coordinator, as a head coach, you just see these conservative tendencies. From the play calling.
Yeah.
Like, they're going out of their way to run on second and long, third long in some
third
preseason
long.
Games.
Yes.
And you're like, what's... So you never want to see a guy like Fields, who's now going into another system in that spot. I think it's just stock arrow going way down on Chicago.
You know who... Which coach popped into my head? Recent coach in the NFL popped into my head watching the Bears. Vic Fangio.
Sure.
I'm like, this right now, what we're watching with Eberflus kind of just reminds me of a Fangio-led team. And I'm like, nah, I don't. I mean, in every unit on the team, like, how many strengths do they truly have?
It's not really any unit above average. Maybe you make a case for the front seven, but it's average or worse across the board. It's ugly. And, like, you're going to rely on Darnell Mooney from Justin Fields? Like, that's the go-to option?
Yeah. Worst team in the, who's the worst team in the league? Like, who wins three games?
Could be Chicago, Atlanta. I think, is in there. Seattle. And you don't know what you're getting out of Atlanta. I think it's those three that are fighting for it. And we were looking at the fewest win prop.
Yeah.
Chicago was the longest of the three. They're around 10-1, if I remember right. So I think you're stuck between one of those three. Chicago, Atlanta, or Seattle.
Okay.
If you bet Atlanta, I put a number on Mariota game started this year. I threw out 6.5 the other day.
Good number.
Before he either gets hurt or it's like he's not playing well, we got to go to Ritter. Actually, would that be a good thing maybe for the Falcons? I mean, it'd probably be an uptick, right? Over.
Did you catch any of the great Jets preseason game on Monday?
Of course, yeah.
So Ritter steps in. He was making throws into windows that not a lot of quarterbacks are making. I know it's preseason, it's the twos, but... I mean, the thing I like about Atlanta more so than the Bears in this context is Chicago defensive head coach, first-time play caller in Getsy. You don't know what's going. With Atlanta, you can at least see the path. Arthur Smith, not my favorite play caller in the league, but he's at least has that experience, offensive-minded coach. That's a good thing. You just don't get that with Chicago. So Ritter, I think, could very well find his way in. I'm with you.
Have you changed your mind on any teams?
Haven't fully changed, but less excited about the Giants than I was before the preseason started.
Why?
I don't love how Daboll's handling things, and I'm as high as I can be on anyone as I am on Daboll. But just the way they've been in practices, it's been sloppy. The entire just energy around the team and how the players are responding. Like, you're hearing, for example, we talked about Minnesota.
Yeah.
Another team I'm really high on is the Colts. And, like, you're hearing all of these things from players that you're just not hearing anywhere else. And you're like, something is different here. And you thought, or at least I did, that I would get that from the Giants with Daboll stepping in. Haven't got it. Like, it's slowly going the wrong way, I think, for New York. So that first two games of the season is going to go a long way.
All right. Let's stay in that division. Yep. So what were you at? Where were you at with the Cowboys? And now what do you think with losing Smith till December?
Massive loss. But prior to the loss, give me all the Cowboys unders. I think it's a big step back for Dallas. Never mind the O-line, which is just tough to get over those losses. I still don't understand why they let go of Collins. But now you're down three key guys from a year ago. But Gallup still hurt. You don't know what's going on at wide receiver number three. CeeDee Lamb has to step into the one, which I think is great for props. But is that what you want him to be in full-time as the number one guy? He's great as a two and a three, one of the best in the league. But now he's in a tough spot. And defensively, if there was ever a case to make for a season-over-season regression from season-long numbers, turnover luck, interceptions, and just so many of those interceptions led to just great offensive field position. I mean, the Cowboys are the ultimate candidate for that. So if you have the offense stepping back, which I think we can all agree on, and you don't get that boom or bust defense, and it's a lot more bust, I mean, there's not a lot to love here for the Cowboys.
Well, remember the whole, I mean, the back and forth on Diggs last year is, hey, he did it again. Another pick six.
Allowed the most yards.
He's burnt toast several times almost every single game.
Yep. And that's goes a long way. Like, so many of those turnovers were, to put it in perspective, I won't go in the EPA, but they led the league in yardage off of interceptions returned by like 300 yards. Like, it wasn't even close to the second team. And so they were just consistently setting themselves up in great field position. That doesn't replicate year to year.
So then the Eagles win the division?
That's to the opposite part of the question, like which team you're going down on, which team's coming up. I think the Eagles are stepping into that. Where I wasn't super high on them because I looked at them as a team that, of all the units position-wise on the team, quarterback with Hurts is the weakest. But there's, again, you have the offensive head coach. You have really good play calling history from even last year as they adjusted. And like, if Hurts is above average, you have the best O-line in football, the best D-line, one or two with San Francisco. There's so many pieces there. Yeah. So that's kind of a little less excited about the Giants, more excited about the Eagles.
You almost have to like almost love the weapons now that they have for Love. I mean, bringing over A.J. Brown.
Yep.
Devontae Smith's now second year. Goddard is a absolutely solid tight end.
Very good.
And they have, I don't know about the running backs because they, who knows who they're going to use on a game by game or down by down basis. But overall, I think as a group, they're decent at least.
Very good. Probably, I would say receiver wise, top seven or eight. But this is a team that if you're a prop player, they're going to pass a lot more this year compared to last year.
Yeah.
A lot more.
Adam Chernoff in studio, covers.com. He has release shows. We got to get into this. Some of these numbers on the FCS and what they
look
at happen like tomorrow. And also observations from what you've seen with the 49ers and Trey Lance, their final preseason game now in the books after last night. Wasn't pretty. What does Adam think about that coming up here in Follow the Money? It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
The
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
VSEN, the Sports Betting Network.
Kickoff football season with BetRivers Online Sportsbook all season long. BetRivers, your go-to book, all football-related content. Check out BetRivers.com or download the app for the latest odds, promotions, house specials, player props, and more. Cheer on your favorite teams and your favorite players with BetRivers. It's a whole new game.
We continue here, one more segment with Adam Chernoff. He's on Twitter, at his name, at Adam Chernoff with Covers.com, and he has a special release show going on tomorrow that he'll tell you about as well. Your overall impressions of what you watched last night with the 49ers, third preseason game with Trey Lance now. This is his baby. It's his team.
It's his team, and preseason hasn't been ideal, I would say, for what you wanted to see from him. But I think it's more excitement for me in betting the Niners long term about the differences that he is going to bring to the team, specifically with the deep passes. So, like, Jimmy G is the most divisive player probably in the league for how many people hate him versus how many people try to justify what he does. But what Lance is really going to do to this team is push the ball downfield way more than Garoppolo ever has. He threw two passes last season. I didn't believe this. I heard it somewhere else. He threw two passes last season, Jimmy Garoppolo, over 30 yards in the air.
Is that?
Which is, I couldn't believe it.
Wow.
And Lance, in the few, he had like 90 snaps last season. He exceeded that by three or four passes. But he's just, he's much more willing to push the ball downfield. So I think Shanahan, with that ability now in a quarterback, but also you have his legs, one of the best athletes in the league, Lance under center. Like, I'm excited to see what Shanahan can do with that. As much as you want to go back and forth on the Super Bowl and what he did and that, he's still the best play designer in the NFL. And what he can do with that mobility, I think is going to be brutal for teams to defend.
I called the 49ers potentially going into the season, maybe the team, maybe the contender, but maybe out of all the teams, the number one squad with the highest variance in the league. Because I think at times, it's not going to look pretty with Trey Lance. It's going to be like, oh, he's lost out there. But at other times, he's going to make the sensational play, and you're like, this is why they took him third overall, and this is why they, you know, booted Jimmy out the door.
If you put Jimmy G on this team, they're probably between 8 and 10 wins. Not going to be worse than 8, not going to be better than 10. I think Lance, they might win 3 games because he's it's going to be like a 2018 season. But with Lance, they can legitimately win 13 or 14. So it just, the window for Lance opens up so many possibilities with this team. A lot more variance, like you said. And that's what you want to bet into as a bettor. You want that.
Where are you at with Miami with the acquisition of Hill and the new coach, McDaniel? And then how concerned are you about the play calling and what's going on in New England?
So Miami specifically, we've talked about it a couple times. Defensive coach out, offensive coach in. Anytime that happens, it means good things for a team in this day and age. Two is interesting because he's had 3 offensive coordinators in his short time in the league. He had a brutal injury. And so this year he's healthy. He has a new system that's very QB friendly. They're trying to find a run game. It's not there yet. But again, you get McDaniel coming over from San Francisco. The plays and the designs that he had in San Francisco with that offense, that's everything you want as a team. So you put Hill with Tua, you have weapons around. It's a really interesting team. So I think stock arrow way up for Miami. The Pats I want to love a lot more than I do. The defense scares me to death if you're a New England fan. I think this is going to be the worst Belichick defense we've seen on a field in a long time. They can't play man anymore. The talent's not there. So they've got to go to zone, and Belichick is not a zone guy. So all of those great guys in the secondary are gone. This is a bad secondary for New England. So they're going to give up a ton of points. They're going to have to pass. We don't know who's calling plays. We don't know what it looks like. Is it Patricia? Is it Judge? Do you want either of them?
It's
going to be a very different looking New England team.
How about some props?
Well, are we going to go season long, or what do you think?
Most wins?
Most wins, Indianapolis, I think, is based on schedule. Everyone in the AFC, great teams.
Yep.
But they all have the brutal schedule. Anyone in the West, brutal schedule. Anyone in the North, brutal schedule. Indy's quietly sitting in the South. They have the easiest schedule of opponents in the NFL. So the path for Indianapolis to 13 or 14 wins, which is probably good enough to get it in the AFC, I think is the easiest for them. So I really like them at that price.
Longest field goal, 62.5 yards.
Over.
Over again?
You got me last year.
The full season sweat that everybody loves. We're now, it kind of used to be just a Tucker thing. But now McPherson in Cincinnati is live with his leg. There's other kickers that we're seeing.
I think Prater did it right off the bat last year.
We're seeing guys in the preseason comfortably hitting 55, 56 yarders. Yeah, right. I think that's an over that's in play, and that's a bet that people love making because you can root for it every game, every week.
200-yard receiving and rushing games.
Okay. So this one's interesting because I think the biggest thing that's going to happen in 2022 is we'll see zone coverage rates in the NFL go through the roof. So last year, interesting thing, Kansas City and Buffalo faced that two-deep shell look more than 70% of snaps on offense. And that was something we've never seen teams deal with before. But the league as a whole defensively played a higher rate of zone coverage than seasons past. And that's because there's so many offensive weapons that teams are stacking up on, the way that offenses are trending. So it's going to be a lot of that similar look. So there's going to be a lot more plays per game. But I think the explosive plays overall aren't going to be as big. So it's going to really screw around with totals because plays per game, pace, things like that are really valuable for making a total. And so when it comes to these props, I like the rushing games over, but I would go the receiving games under. Now, if it was something for receptions, I think I'd be leaning over, but yardage over, I think for receivers, 3.5, I think that's tough.
Yep.
But I'll take the running backs over just because of how soft it's going to be, more potential for yardage.
Okay. What did you play in the preseason?
Tonight have the Bills. Am I getting my days wrong? Played the Bills at 7.
10 in a row in the preseason. Straight up.
Baltimore's getting the respect for all these streaks, and everyone's running to bet Baltimore, and then the Bills stacking up wins. McDermott's playing his guys hard, and they're a 7-point dog against Carolina, which
kind of weird.
Well, so I was explaining it yesterday.
Mitch is right. Did you see Keenum and Barkley?
Well, okay, so you have Keenum and Barkley versus Darnold and P.J. Walker.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like, is it that big of a difference? Is it 7 points difference? I don't think so.
Oh, I'd say the Bills are better.
I can make the case for that. You're going to get Mayfield for a quarter, so that's something that leans the Panthers, and there's a chance that you might get kind of the twos for the Panthers against the threes for the Bills, threes for the Panthers, four for the Bills. So it might be offset, but seven's massive.
Huge.
So I took the seven. It's 6.5 now. I'd still take 6.5, to be quite honest. And then tomorrow was the Bears total. Got over 38, and that was just news. The preseason's been weird in that people have been betting the news once there was like a tweet about it. So everyone has the same alerts in the betting space from certain accounts. But the news on some of these is delayed from press conferences. So yesterday the Browns were announced their starters are in. That was public news on Tuesday. So I bet the over because the Bears announced their starters in. So I was like, okay, everyone's going to play. And then yesterday when it was announced, then the line got bet up even further, which to me didn't make sense. So it's 41.5 right now, which is certainly on the high side. But that's something to watch out for because there's a whole bunch of news to come out Saturday that we don't know yet.
Okay, a couple minutes here. You're going to go golfing right away this morning. It's a great idea. So tell people what you have going on this weekend. Again, the panel tomorrow night, but also like the release show that you have tomorrow.
We'll skip the golf. We'll see how that goes. It'll be a grind in the heat, but looking forward to it. Tonight at Bar Canada, there's the whole meet and greet with the whole circuit crew. So make an appearance at that. And then tomorrow morning, 8:15 and 8:45, just upstairs, we'll be doing release shows for college football and NFL with Brad Powers, friend of the show, and Right Angle Sports. That's going to be a lot of fun because those numbers are going to move like crazy. And then the panel tomorrow at 4 p.m. And afterwards, the main event.
Well, the highlight of the weekend.
The highlight of the weekend, Naked City Pizza.
Yeah. We asked Adam, name any spot in the city where you want to go to for a restaurant when you're in town. And he's like, I want to go here. And it's Naked City Pizza.
The expectations for a meal on this one are as high as I can remember in a long time. The videos that people post are just incredible. I can't wait for that.
Okay. And then they can get the release show. Just follow you on Twitter at Adam Chernoff. It's covers.com. And
come sit upstairs if you're in here and bet with it, or you can find it streaming live on Covers YouTube.
Very cool. Yep. You have to pace yourself tomorrow night because the pizza is huge.
Wings.
Big the
pepperoni logs.
Well, I was debating not eating before the panel. So then you go in ready to put on a performance.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, but then you got to kind of be alert for the panel. So.
Beef on Weck. It's another one.
Come heavy. I'm ready. Okay. I'm ready.
Good for you.
Good to see you.
Good to see you guys as well.
Enjoy
Thanks
the
for
weekend.
Having me in.
Yep, there you go. The great Adam Chernoff with us here on Follow the Money. We'll get more into the VSiN Pro Football Betting Guide, some of the angles that you can find, some of the best bets that were made, win totals, some trends as well coming up here on VSiN.
And you're just lying there? Watching on the couch? Uh-uh, that's not gonna cut it.
You need to get in the game with BetRivers Sportsbook.
There you go. Now you're live in the action.
Live in-game bets, live player props, and live player props, and live player props, and live player props.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it, or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.